Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free. We've been talking about government, specifically the police, and some of the behavior of the police, the misbehavior of them. I like to give them credit when they do the right thing. I'll thank them when they go after actual criminals. But when they're going after innocent, peaceful people, I got a problem with that. That's the reason why I participate in copblock.org. They did the Chalk the Police event all around the world today. Today was an international day of chalking, where people express themselves with an art form that is ephemeral. It will go away at some point. And it seems to upset some people. There were actually some folks who came out and scrubbed it away after we left Central Square at some point today here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. But I don't know if those people who were scrubbing it away knew that we also visited the state police barracks as well as the Keene Police Department and chucked there as well. So video and photos will come out at freekeene.com at some point. And so if you want to see what that's all about, you can do that. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We are also discussing Edward Snowden, and you're certainly welcome to comment on the latest Snowden revelations, where now photos and other personal information about average people in America have been released from the treasure trove of documents and stuff that Edward Snowden secreted away from his time at the NSA. It's proof positive that the NSA has been collecting information on innocent people. People who are not suspected of doing anything wrong, just wholesale information and data collection. It's clear proof of that, which they, of course, have been denying. And they've been claiming they've been collecting metadata. Nope. They've been taking your photos, whatever pictures you've been emailing out to your friends or family members, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever. They're probably in some database somewhere. And apparently, a lot of people have access to that stuff. So what do you think about that? You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE or bring up anything you want. Jerry is with us in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, as far as the guy that went to Russia and China and all that, you know, he's a traitor. Bird Dog
what?
Is a traitor.
Who?
Snowden.
Snowden. Why is he a traitor? Hello?
Well, I'll tell you, whenever you give up information about the United States, and we was one of the best countries in this world, and now we're not.
Well, are you mad at him because he's showing you that the U.S. is not a good country? Because the information that he's revealed has shown that the NSA is a bunch of lying scumbags who've been collecting people's information wholesale for a lot of years?
Oh, golly. No, because he really, in my book, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
And you never, why? You're probably against the Vietnam War, but.
I'm against all war.
Okay, Capitan. And then, when the president traded the five for Birdall, or whatever his name was, you know, and let all them guys, and that's why we're in a situation. I got my flag flying at half mast.
What the
right
hell's
now.
That have to do with Edward Snowden? I'm just curious.
Well, because he should have been captured before he went over there, you know.
Aren't you just mad because he's revealing the nasty underbelly of this government?
Oh, Lord, I tell you, you are fantastic.
Shouldn't we know these things? I mean, shouldn't we know when the government is telling lies?
We always knew the government told lies. But to let somebody like that out with all the information he had, and he was just a subcontractor.
Shouldn't you be mad at the government, not him? They're the ones who are committing criminal acts. Do you support the NSA taking personal information about you, collecting all the photos of your grandkids, your kids?
Because they did a bad job.
You support them doing that?
No, I don't support the NSA, no.
You wouldn't know they were doing that if it weren't for Edward Snowden. It was a secret until he revealed that.
Well, one thing about it, if you're conservative, that you believe in the American flag and what it stands for, I bet you ain't got your flag half-mast today on account of five killed in Chattanooga today.
I don't fly flags. I find them to be banners
of
war.
I got my flag flying half-mast.
All right. I've got a peace flag.
Okay. So that flag represents the government. And here's what I want to ask you. Do you want your government controlled by the NSA? Because if the NSA has the pictures of the judges' mistresses and the CEO's dirty dealings and the politicians' payoffs behind their backs.
I want to go back to the original when Ronald Reagan was in there.
The original what?
The CIA and the FBI.
Are you going to try to tell me that back then? Hold on. You're going to try to tell me that back in the Reagan days, the CIA and the FBI were a bunch of good guys doing good work, and they would never, ever do anything naughty.
Well, it was a lot safer back then.
What was?
I think that the news organizations just didn't get as much information, so you felt safer.
Thanks, Jerry, for your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us. We go first to Dave, listening to KGOE in Humboldt, California. Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, I'm a big fan of Free Talk Live and also a big fan of Ed Snowden. But the issue I'd like to try to discuss involves, it's really a combination of both the police and the government federal efforts to invade our privacy. I learned the hard way and very directly that if there is a big crooked corporation that wants to rip off the citizens, the public, and wants the right to do that, they make big contributions to the Republican and Democratic parties. And in return, if you find yourself, say, defrauded by Wells Fargo, by Travelers Express, by any one of these corporations that does this, and you ask your assemblymen, your city councilmen, your board of supervisors, congressmen, please look into this. This is what they're doing. You will find that they are bought off and must look the other way. If it comes to involve the police, you've actually got a fraudulent check and whatnot that you say, they suddenly get all confused. They can't do anything about it. They never heard of electronic transfer codes. So we have a real predicament. That is to say that our two political parties have found it profitable to be in business, not to represent the citizens, but to stuff a lot of money in their pocket. And in order to do that, they have to act to our detriment. And
I'd say that about sums it up, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it. Couldn't have said that much better. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number.
In many, many cases, look. I like the flag as much as anybody. I like the colors and all that stuff. But I've come to the conclusion that that these organizations that call themselves states, I'm not just talking about the United States government. I'm talking about all of them, that they act in many cases closer to criminal gangs than they do to arms of the will of the people. And yeah. I have given up on the notion that they're ever going to. I think that the best way for you to get what you want out of an organization is for that organization to compete for your business.
Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show and join us that way and sound really great, usually. Skype username's lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. That's one of the little options you can select in Skype. Just let anyone call or only people on the contact list. So send a contact request first. We'll add you to our list, and you'll be good to go.
Why don't we let everyone call?
It makes it easier to block somebody who you don't want from calling because there are some troublemakers on the internet, as you probably know.
As long as they talk.
It's important to be able to block someone from calling if they're harassing the organization. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll free if you'd like. We can talk about anything we've discussed thus far or bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And before we continue with your calls, I do want to let you know how to protect yourself online, because you have to take the steps to protect yourself, to protect your privacy. If you don't, you don't have privacy. Because right now, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, all the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs for several years, handing them over to law enforcement, or perhaps they're selling them to some other corporation. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started there for free right now. Download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux. Get through the easy setup and get connected. It's that simple, and then you are encrypted, so no more prying and spying. And you can do that right now over at ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. And that brings the price down to about $5 per month. That's code FTL50, as in Free Talk Live, as in FTL50. That's, by the way, good for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to renew for your second year, you get the same awesome deal. ProXPN.com/FTL. Premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50, to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Right back to your phone calls and thoughts, starting with Tony in St. Matthews, South Carolina. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you're talking about Edward Snowden.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how to describe it. I'm not sure why big deal. I mean, from all I can tell, he has not come out with anything that wasn't already known, except the words X key score. There were other software being used to collect all the data on people. But he's not brought it nor known. I mean,
well,
things that come out.
Well, Tony, I mean, for people that are kind of tuned into the government and the things that they do, there was obviously a lot of speculation for a long time that this sort of massive spying, this massive data collection was going on. But what Ed Snowden really provided was the proof that it was going on. Incontrovertible proof that it's going on. And he got a level of press attention that no conspiracy theorist has ever received. I mean, and he deserved it. He really did. He put his own life on the line. He put his freedom on the line. He walked away from his wife and his life in Hawaii.
He was a girlfriend.
Girlfriend, $200,000 a year job. I mean, this guy really did take some serious risk, and he did inform a lot of people about what you apparently already knew was going on. But he had the proof, and that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is important. I just think it's a distraction. We're letting Clapper get away with the lies. Why aren't the people rising up about that? I mean, they offered this out so that our attention would be pulled to this and not to what we should be looking at.
Now, what was it you're saying that you believe people should be looking at? Because the Ed Snowden story is not exactly a headline story these days. But so,
it has been covered for years now, mm-hmm. and I think it was put out as a distraction to let everybody focus on that. It hit the mainstream media. The mainstream media just carried it, and people are, oh, he's a traitor. Oh, he's not a traitor. I mean, so you enter into that.
But what is this a distraction from? Specifically, was there something specific that you believed it was distracting people from?
Well, like Benghazi, Hillary Clinton's involvement in that, or Barack saying Obama's just going up.
Benghazi's like 2 years old.
Because Edward Snowden's 2 years old now as well, the releases.
Yeah, I mean, but whatever was happening, I mean, things are brought up or presented so that the media goes nuts about it. They hype it up. They get everybody distracted and talking about one thing. I mean,
I understand the theory, and I think that, maybe there's something to it, and that the idea is the mainstream media is only owned by a few corporations, and they're connected with the government, and they're going to protect the government in some ways. So I see where you're coming from there. However, I don't even watch a lot of mainstream media, hardly any, but even I knew this Benghazi thing was blowing up all over places like Fox News or whatever. I mean, so it's not like Benghazi was shoved under the carpet or anything
right.
like that.
Benghazi seems like a loaded story for me, just for, like, Republicans care about Benghazi. Why should I care as a person who's, not just really concerned that a whole bunch of Republicans get in office and the United States has turned into Texas or Utah?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
That was a question for you.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were just bringing it up as a point
No, I just don't. I just don't find Benghazi, you know, to be a very important story.
It's just about political corruption, right? I mean, ultimately, no, Hillary Clinton.
Well,
I mean,
what happens if these man packs that were taken in Benghazi? I don't know. I didn't call on about Benghazi, but what if the man packs and surface air weapons all of a sudden show up via our completely wide open borders, and now some jet airliner in the U.S. has taken down an ISIS? This is possible. There's a media going to come out and say, hey, well, they might have got those man packs from Benghazi. The same ones we, you know, this whole Benghazi thing was probably just to get arms to Turkey to give them to the Syrian Free Rebels, which are actually Jabhat al-Nusra. You know, and there's YouTube videos all over the place of them using surface-to-air missiles, taking out helicopters over there. I mean, how hard is it going to be just to get them to Mexico, take them right up across our border? And when that happens, is the media going to be saying, hey, those weapons might have come from Benghazi?
I don't know what the media is going to say. What I will say is that you would have a much safer border if you didn't have, you know, wars going on all over the place. If there weren't 1,000 military bases in 130 countries, you wouldn't have people that wanted to invade this country.
Hey, Tony, right. Thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. I do appreciate it. I disagree, though, that, you know, the Snowden thing was supposed to be distracting from some more important story. Look, Mark, wasn't the Benghazi thing? Now, look, I didn't follow it closely, but I remember somebody did call about it back in the day.
There's a lot of people that know a lot more about Benghazi than I do.
I'm just, you know, just basically, wasn't there something about Hillary Clinton didn't authorize something quickly enough for the conservatives' liking about, like, sending military troops in?
Yeah,
or something,
but basically
like
that's what it is that the Republicans believe it's the Democrats' fault.
That's why I said it was like some sort of political controversy. Oh, Hillary didn't do something fast enough as Secretary of State, right?
That was something like that.
Okay, so to me, that's nowhere near as important as Edward Snowden releasing information about wholesale spying on all Americans. So we're talking about one story about what happened to some military troops who signed up, you know, to get into heated situations like that. On the other hand,
it's terrible. It's a tragedy. But
on the other hand, we're talking about millions of people, not just in America, but around the world, maybe even hundreds of millions of people being spied upon by their own government. I mean, hello, one weighs a lot heavier on my mind than the other.
You almost have to buy the line that the state owns everybody within its borders to sort of look at it this way. Like, if you if you value the lives of soldiers more than sort of the value, the lives and privacy of, you know, everybody else, then that really goes to the heart of the issue as to whether or not you're a statist.
We have time for you if you want to join us here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show here tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. So far, no Skype calls. Lots of phone calls. You can join us here. More Free Talk Live coming up. Smoking ban still. We got to get to that.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here and bring us anything that you want on this live Saturday edition. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, talking about everything from Edward Snowden to the police. It's Chalk the Police Day across the United States and the rest of the world over at copblock.org. That's where you can learn more about it. I'll be posting some video and pictures when I get around to it over at freekeen.com. Meantime, we go to you and your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to, I believe we've got Bill listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Magnificent.
Yeah, I was calling, you know, I was listening to some of it, and, you know, in all honesty, if you follow all the way through World War II and then all the way up through all the little wars and things, you know, especially the Republican Party, and I don't want to mention certain names, like parts of the Carlyle Group and, you know, some of these guys that they invest real heavily into the armaments and the war machines and the oil fixing products and things like that. And then they get into these skirmishes and it profits them to do so. And they've always made a lot of money off of this. And the current situation, you know, we're talking about borders. These guys don't use borders. They're all over the place. They're trying to recruit young children in America and all over the world to go out and use these apps and figure out how to talk to each other and come up with these evil ideas, and it scares the heck out of them. And
Wait a minute. Slow down for a moment here. Can you explain a little bit more to me about what you mean by people are going to recruit young people to use apps and spread ideas? What does that mean?
Correct. There's some of the applications that people use. Apple knows about some of them. Homeland Security and these guys are really trying to fight against some of this. It's almost to the point of the Enigma that was used in World War II as far as communications-wise. You know, they get cell phones that have internet capability that are, you know, and then they throw them away when they're done with them. So tracking these people, it's been for the NSA and all these people.
Did that clarify anything for you, Mark? Because I'm super confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure which young people I'm supposed to be scared of and why it's just the Republicans when the Democrats get plenty of the, you know, warfare, welfare, payoff money.
I didn't hear him mention Republicans, did he?
Yeah, he did. It was very specific. Okay. It's the Republicans that are...
Well, yeah, Carlyle Group was the Bushes and Bin Ladens and them. But, yeah, you're right.
I mean, what are the apps you're talking about? What are you getting at here? Are you talking about there are these people who have apps on their phones that are sort of collecting information on them without their knowledge? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a form of communication. And it's kind of like trying to think of what the it's like
is it encryption
service, but it's a type of encryption that is right. It's beyond what these guys can do. As far as NSA and all that, and it's scaring
okay.
the heck out of them.
So one of the FBI, I believe, recently, one of the FBI people recently came out and said, essentially, why would you want to encrypt what you say if you're not a terrorist? And I would say that, yes, the government is deathly scared of encryption. And for me, that's the best argument for it. You know, if the state is scared of something, then it's probably a good thing.
Right, right. And the thing, you know, in all honesty, I hate to say it, but it's because they're not going to make any money off of dealing with individuals. You know, they lose money off dealing with an individual because they put them in prison or whatever. But if they can go lob bombs over a fence at another country, you know, then they're making money.
That much I understand. Thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, the military-industrial complex certainly is making plenty of money off of individual tragedies upon people by the bombs that they've made.
If you make something that blows up on impact, then you have to make another one of them. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of built-in scarcity obviously government contractors are going to make a lot of money on.
Straight Razor is in Texas on Free Talk Live. Hello, Straight Razor.
Good evening, gentlemen. So as you know, I kind of stick to my lane of dealing with the law enforcement side of things because that's been my most recent occupation. But before that, I worked in this military community. And one of the things about the intel community in the military is it's pretty small. So you get to know a lot of people, and if you hear a name come out, then you know who they are, or you've met them, or whatever. To all of the people who are saying that, oh well, it's just one bad apple, or whatever they want to use, and say Snowden is bad, or whoever is bad. I had the pleasure of meeting three gentlemen who designed a system that, instead of collecting all of our information and storing it and infringing our rights, they designed a system that would collect the foreign communications coming in, and it would boot all of the American communications. Now, what that did is allowed us to say, okay, if someone is talking about doing a terror attack, okay, Ben is wanting to bring in a bunch of AKs and do a terror attack, we would take that information, and if it was, in fact, coming to an American who was, you know, talking with this person, then that allowed for our system to do what it was supposed to do and go through the correct way of acquiring warrants and everything else. But, of course, if anybody wants to say that the government has the best intentions for the people, why, instead of choosing that system, which was designed by some very intelligent guys, did they go with a system that instead infringed everyone's rights?
Seems obvious. They are not
They do not have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what the argument there would be is what about this Zhirnayev or whatever these guys are, Tamir and...
The Boston Bombers.
Yeah, the Boston Bombers. Those were, you know, they may not have been Americans, but they were in the United States, and so therefore their stuff would have been likely kicked out of this system, and, you know, not their correspondence would not be seen. Obviously, the feds didn't pick them up, you know, with their all of their...
Even with all their...
Yeah, combing through the data, but I think the claim would be, hey, we have to take a... If there's a 1 in 100 chance that we can pick up a terrorist by seeing your pictures of your daughter in her underpants, then we're going to have to do it.
Exactly. But like, if their intention was to do the right thing, then they would have chosen the program that actually did closer to the right thing.
Right.
And if you thought that maybe they just simply faltered for one moment and did the wrong thing, but then they started doing the right thing, they proved that they continue to do the wrong thing every time they told a lie after Edward Snowden called them out. Lie on top of lie.
It was a cascade of lies. Yeah. Every time the information would come out, they'd tell a lie, and then new information would be released to show that that lie was a lie, and then they would have another covering lie.
They'd have been better off just keeping their mouth shut.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Straight Razor, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
If they would have said, we're the NSA.
We don't talk.
We keep an eye on you because you can't be trusted. That would have been a better response than the cascade of just whoppers coming out of those folks.
At least better as far as their public perception, I suppose.
I mean, what else could you do? I mean, you're the intelligence community. You're supposed to say, we're a bunch of smart people that are keeping the deadly infidel from wiping out and killing you all. For God's sakes, we've got to look at your emails.
Let's talk to Leon in Indy, listening to WIBC. Hey, Leon.
Hello.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say this is my first time hearing you guys.
Oh, cool. And, sorry for the shock.
And you all on a conservative radio station, which I only tune to the top of the hour for to catch the news. And it was very refreshing to hear you guys' conversation, especially from the station that it's on, because most of the material that's on the station kind of repulses.
Well, but, Leon, stand by. I want you to – I know you had a reason you were calling besides to thank us, so stand by. I'll bring you back here in a moment if you can. We'll continue with Leon. And we're on a lot of radio stations, but if you are hearing us for the first time or you're hearing us for the 10th time and you like the show, one of the things you can do to help us is to call the radio station that we're on during the business week, during business hours. Talk to the program director and tell them thank you. It really makes a difference. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments. If you're already on hold, we will do our best to get you on. If you are not on hold, then it's probably too late for you to call tonight. But that's okay, because we're going to be back tomorrow night. Or actually, not you, Mark, but I will be here tomorrow night, and a mystery co-host will be here as well. And we'll be taking your calls about anything tomorrow night, as we do 7 nights per week live here on Free Talk Live. So if you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. You can always call tomorrow. And also our Skype experimental show is Monday night, so keep that in mind as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Get that programmed into your Skype in preparation. We will go right back into your calls, but I do want to let you know about Keenvention. It's coming up, the third annual Keenvention. It is a yearly, intimate, hotel-based kind of convention. Not a, like a black tie kind of level thing. It's really casual. And it's a lot of fun. There, Mark, you've gone to the last two. You headed up
the only two.
You headed up the media panel last year, and you did a great job. In fact, listeners can go and see that media panel by going to keenvention.info, and actually, you can go up to the media, I think, tab at the top or whatever. There's a link to get you to all of the videos that have ever come out from Keenvention. Or you can just search Keenvention Media Panel on YouTube, and it'll come up. In fact, you can watch every panel and every speaker that has ever happened at Keenvention for free online. Give you a little taste of at least what goes on the stage at Keenvention. But also, it's what goes on off the stage that's really important about Keenvention. And I called it intimate because it is. There are only usually about 100 or so people at Keenvention, which means that, and I mean over the whole weekend, so at any moment there's usually 40 to 60 people in the actual hotel room. So it's really easy to get to meet people. A lot of the activists that you hear us talking about here on Free Talk Live, you know, we moved here for the Free State Project. Over 1,500 people have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's a liberty-oriented migration, and there are a lot of great activists here doing really amazing stuff. You've heard about some of it on the air on Free Talk Live. You've probably seen some of it on the Ridley Report. These are the people you get to meet at Keenvention. You get to meet dozens of the key activists up here in New Hampshire. Get a taste of what it's like to be here and be a part of this community. It's a great event, and it's really affordable. It's only $60. They get you in for the entire weekend. It includes admission to Hallow Halloween, which is the costume dance party that we kicked off last year, so it'll be the second year for Halloween. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Halloween weekend. So great excuse to get out of wherever you are and come check out New Hampshire during the fall. It's October 30th through November 1st. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a blast the last 2 years, and with your help, it can be a lot of fun again. So go to keenvention.info. You can learn more about the hotel, the ticket prices, and all that. You can pay in Bitcoin, by the way. $60 gets you in for the entire weekend, or Bitcoin. Go to keenvention.info to learn more. That's keenvention.info. As we go right back to your calls, Leon is still with us here listening in Indy. You were shocked. You said you normally only tune in to WIBC to hear the news, but we managed to catch your attention, and you stuck with us, and thank you for that, Leon. You heard something refreshing on Free Talk Live, and I appreciate that. What did you want to comment on tonight?
Well, you seem to be discussing the NSA and the Edward Snowden situation. I just wanted to say that I think he proved in a profound way things that we've already known, you know, throughout our lives, and things that have come to bear at different points in time, maybe not as extensive as what he showed. But I've known since childhood that our government, you know, spied on, you know, the people of America. And I just assume most people knew that as well.
I think a lot of them did. You know, people, I think people assumed that the government was seeing their emails. They just, you know, they didn't have the proof.
I don't know if most people assume anything about it. I don't think they think about it. I bet you most people don't know who Edward Snowden is. If you took a poll.
Well, long before email, you know, I was born in 63. I'm African-American. So, you know, I knew about the government spying on and infiltrating, you know, Martin Luther King's organization, the Black Panthers, Malcolm X. So I knew that they were, you know, they operated in that manner in regards to them. And I didn't think that it was just limited to just those groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it was kind of generally understood, you know, among a lot of the people that I knew that, you know, that was one of the things the government did. Now, but I will say I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I'm not worried about them spying on the people because, one, I grew up knowing that they were doing it already anyway. But secondly, it's what they're doing with it. That's the real key to me. If it's used to help protect America's interests to keep us safe, then I don't have as big a problem with it. If it's as opposed to if it's used to for some other objective.
Yeah, it's the other objective that scares me. So if
right.
We know that the NSA is populated with people, and we know that people are fallible, even if the NSA is an organization run by angels, which I suspect it is not, then what we can the conclusion we can come to is that people, when they get information like the philanderings of politicians and judges and the payoffs they're taking, or CEOs and their backroom deals, and these kind of things. So I'm not really worried about my emails trying to sell radio ads and maybe the odd picture of a pig that I raise at my house. I'm not really worried about the NSA getting that. It's when they get you know, the pictures of the mistress of the politician in her underpants or whatever, that they can then use that as blackmail and then affect public policy in a very real way. I mean, this kind of spying opens up, it destroys the very concept of a democracy, just utterly obliterates it.
Well, hey, thanks, Leon, for your call tonight. I'm glad you tuned in, and hopefully you will again. We're on every Saturday night in Indy, and you can actually get us 7 nights a week live on our website over at freetalklive.com. So thanks for the call. You know, there was something I wanted to say about that, but let's go continue on with your calls instead. First, we will go to Joe, listening in Albuquerque. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Tune to Kiva. Go ahead. Joe?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
One question that occurred to me to ask, give the argument the benefit of the doubt and say that the government is overwhelmingly involved in listening and tuning into everything we're doing and saying.
Mm-hmm.
What measures should we take to moderate that process?
I think the best thing you can do is get some encryption going on whatever devices you have. So your cell phone, you can download apps like Text Secure, which will encrypt your text messaging. There's also other messaging apps like Telegram. Wickr is another one I was told about recently that seems like it might be pretty good.
PGP I can use it.
PGP is great for for your email client and to keep things safe from prying eyes. Let's see, proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN is a virtual private network that can help you. Tor, of course, is another great way to browse the web anonymously. So these are some very brief suggestions. There's also RedPhone, which is a encrypted calling app. So you can actually call someone with a voice call that's encrypted. So the more, if you take a little bit of time, and there, of course, are comparison charts out there of what are the best encrypted apps and, which ones are open source. You want to go with the ones that are open source, usually the ones that can be audited. You don't want to just trust a company that they're going to do the right thing. Of course, there's also... Right, and there's also, those are just, sort of encrypted communications protections. There are also ways to encrypt your files on your computer. So let's say you've got some important business information that you don't want to get out to the public. You could keep that in an encrypted container by, let's say, Veracrypt, which is the newer version of a program called TrueCrypt. And so there's a lot of different ways to protect yourself, but you've got to take the responsibility, you've got to take the time and spend the effort and maybe a little bit of money. A lot of those apps I mentioned are totally free, but a little bit of time is going to be required to learn them and to install them.
Sure.
Is that what you were looking for, Joe?
That's an excellent suggestion because I am among those convinced that the government is very interested in being able to and actually participating in the accumulation of the information and data and listening in to everything we're doing, if at all possible. And I'm also convinced that in a relatively passive way, with what you might call untoward invasive results, the government and pseudo-government entities have an unwarranted, unprecedented access to, in effect, everything they want.
That's what it seems like, and thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. Of course, the X Key Score program seemed to allow them access to anybody that had an email address and their own, all their files on their computer and everything. It's just insane level of access to things that you thought might have been private. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but there's always more Free Talk Live right around the corner. We'll see you tomorrow again. Maybe not on your local radio station, but hopefully so. If not, call them and tell them thanks for having some Free Talk Live and tell them you want us all 7 nights a week. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, loyal subjects.
FreeTalkLive.com. Cut it out. FreeTalkLive.com. See ya.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.